Sayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Sayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam devegyudam demparjuci page to the first pink sheet, and at the bottom there are two mantras. Let's chant Chen Reizig's mantra 8 times and then Green Tar's mantra 7 times while thinking about the people on the prayer list and people in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm going to say one Sanskrit word, okay, about compassion. So, generally speaking, so when you know read books in Tibetan, so every book begins with homage. So you see homage to Buddha, homage to Manjushri, homage to Tara, you know, homage to Avalokiteshvara. So then some books, you know, some particular books, you know, they show, they make homage to compassion. So then Sanskrit word like namo, namo means, you know, paying respect or physical respect, you know, so a different way of doing, you know, and based on different traditions, and like then showing mentally, you know, respect. So namo means, you know, respect, or maybe you could say prostration. So Maha means, you know, Maha means big or great. Karu, Karuna, that's no Sanskrit word, compassion. So Ningje, Tibetan Ningje, or name of my cat. My cat Ningje. So you know, she's gone now, but Ningje. So Nikaya means, you know, true, you know, then like prostrate to compassion, or maybe homage to compassion. So now in the sea, like it's not just showing respect to the Buddha. It's about showing respect to all living beings. You know, it's not just Buddha. So now, like paying homage to compassion means you're paying homage to whoever has compassion, regardless, Tibetan, American, doesn't matter, European, Asians, whoever has compassion. So that's what we need. That's what we need. We need compassion. So it's like, that's like, you talk about healing energy. That's the healing energy. Compassion is the healing energy. It heals you. Means it protects you from suffering. It also heals other beings. No, the compassion, that's the key. It's not the religion. It's the compassion. That's what we need. We don't need more religion. What we need more compassion. Compassion heart. The world will be a better place. It's good for everybody. It's good for everybody. Not just human beings. It's good for all living beings. You know, compassion. So we are fully capable to develop, you know, compassion. So that's why I'm asking all of you, last couple of Sundays, think about create beautiful meditations. How to do meditation on compassion. Think to create beautiful meditations. There are meditations being taught in the books, but that's like at least like minimum 600 years ago, 400 years ago, all of that. So technique may not be suitable for our 21st century lifestyles. So it's, I think each one of us has responsible to create beautiful meditation and compassion, how to do meditation and compassion. So, then that's how we look at other beings with compassion, you know. Because of that person, I could generate compassion. Then, you know, Miki Simje Tanayas, whenever you look at other living beings through your eyes, Miki Simje Tanayas, Teda Nila Tene Da, you have totally different mindset. Total new set of mind that you are looking at other living beings or the other human beings. Miki simjitanaya teda nila tena da. Not just looking, also thinking, you know. Or based on that person, it's very possible I could reach enlightenment based on that person's, the source of my enlightenment. Means source of my ultimate happiness. That's the kind of mindset you look at people with, that kind of mindset. So then can you imagine, like, why there's no way, why you suffer, there's no way, there's no way. If you have this kind of mindset, that's what Shantideva said. That book, you know, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, has been taught in the 8th centuries, many, many centuries ago. So in that book, Shantideva suggests, you know, it's beneficial if you do that. Does not mean that you have to do. We don't have to do. It's up to you. So whatever mindset you want to look at other people, if you choose to look at other people with negative mind, that's up to you. But Shantideva is beneficial, you know, if you look at with that kind of mindset with other living beings. Whenever you look at other living beings, if you look at with that kind of mindset, based on that living being, my everlasting happiness could achieve. You know, in Buddhism, that's just enlightenment. Mege simchen tala tedani la tenen da sanje ni de juru je changshi chambe sulje das. If that's the case, I should look at this person with out of love, kindness, compassion, not out of hatred, jealousy, judgmental mind. That's not how you become happy as human beings. That's not how the world becomes a separate place to live. That's why, you know, it's nothing to do with religion. It's very practical. It's very practical. So we try. What we can do, we just try. That's all we can do. We try, you know, and see if that brings you more friends. If that brings you more enemies, then that's no good. If that brings you more friends, no. That's good. No, if that brings you more attention, oh, that's one. That's a very healthy way to bring attention. So just try. No, just try. So compassion, you know, is the key. When you sum up, you know, Buddhism is, you know, it's very much deeply rooted in compassion. So remember, like, you know, there's like a couple of different reasons why Buddha Dharma deteriorated in India. That's where the Buddha Dharma was born. Buddhism was born in India. So there's a couple of reasons why Buddhism get deteriorated there. One reason is, you know, war. A lot of monks have been destroyed, a lot of, you know, monks have been killed. So one, like, probably books. So people who did that, they kind of feel regret, because when they're killing monks, you know, they find out these are very peaceful human beings. Even if you are killing them, they don't do anything. They don't harm you back. So they kind of realize that, you know, because I think this whole teaching is about compassion, not, you know, harming other human beings. So anyway, just want to share that with you. So now, in order to create, as I say, we have equal responsibility. We have responsibility, I have responsibility to create beautiful meditations that's very understandable. Even the kid will know that meditation, not something very complicated, fancy word, you know, like there's a lot of the fancy words. Sorry to say, if you're a professor here, sorry, but sometimes they would put very fancy word that you learn, you say somebody, people don't understand what it means, people don't understand. A very easy way that even a kid can understand, you know, how to do meditation. So now, in order to create that, first, you know, what we need to do, all my friends here, including myself, we have to learn what is the definition of compassion, how you define compassion. It requires some conditions to generate compassion, you know, so needs some observations. Without observation, there's no way you can generate compassion. What is required? So, all of us, you have compassion, I have compassion, we all have compassion. When you see somebody going through obvious suffering, we feel sorry. So that's compassion. That compassion could increase, like, it could become like Mahakaruna, you know, great compassion, or universal compassion. So first, need to understand the definition of compassion, how you define compassion. So then based on that, then we can create beautiful meditations based on that, how to develop compassion. So that's what we need. You know, that's, I say, I've been saying this very purpose of existing, this center is to create more compassionate human beings. not more Buddhists, more compassionate human beings. The world will be, it will guarantee that the world will be safer. More Buddhists, more Christian doesn't guarantee no world will be safer. So we witnessed that throughout histories. More compassionate human beings. So religious does have message about compassion, kindness, love. So this is a good message, you know. There's something to contribute, you know. So if you have compassion, you don't need religion, you don't need temple, you don't need altar, nothing, you don't need nothing. So even this one, you know, it's called prayer well. Om mani padme hum, that's the mantra of compassion. So sometimes people say, Om mani, take me home. Sounds similar, but American version of mani mantra, Om mani, take me home. I'm just joking. So when the kids get tired saying, Om mani padme hum, so that's how they say, when they get tired, they say, Om mani, take me home. So this is the mantra, you know, this is the mantra that this prayer will fill with this mantra, this couple million mantra. So this is another technique to increase your that energy, you know, compassion. So when you turn, then you are thinking about compassion, you know. And bring this, you know, with a different kind of mindset for well-being of all living beings. So the prayer, hand prayer wills, all of them, you know, two different techniques to help, you know, to remind you compassion, you know. So, so that's the key. No, that's the key. Okay, that's the key. So then you could say, what's your religion? You could say, my religion is compassion. That's my religion. What you practice, I practice compassion. What you believe in, I believe in compassion. So that's the source of, you know, like a peaceful world. The source. So that's good. So then when you homage to compassion, your homage to all the people who has compassion. You know. They are equally important as Buddha. No different, no. Equally. Because you, some cases even more importance than Buddha, because you know, you can generate compassion towards Buddha, but you could generate compassion towards other living beings, so more important. So Chandidewa says, you know, oh, people, they respect, you know, like in Buddhism, you know, they show respect to Buddha, and Christian part, they show respect to God, you know. But when it comes down to people, they don't show respect. And Chandidewa says, I don't understand. These are equally important for your own enlightenment. They're equally important why you show respect to someone and why you don't show respect to other. Chandidewa says, it doesn't make sense at all. It doesn't make sense. So, anyway, I just want to share that with you. So then, so then I told a little bit of stories about, you know, squirrel in my backyard this morning. Squirrel in my backyard. So, last couple of days I've been thinking that we have to be happy, you know. As a human being, no choice. We have to be happy. We have to make ourselves happy. Huh? When you look at, you know, the backyard, the squirrel, the poor squirrel, the bird and all of that, when they're eating, constantly watching, you know, watching around, worried, you know, can eat even peaceful like meals. Constantly worry about looking around, somebody going to eat them alive. You don't have that worry. No, you can eat a meal very peacefully. You could eat very peacefully. If you choose to eat with miserable mind, then that's your choice. No? Other than that, no, it's not like somebody going to kill us or eat life. No, we don't have worry, like, that much worry. So it's quite amazing. So, so this morning, I do have like persimmon tree. Oh, maybe I then after that we'll meditate. Okay, after that we'll meditate. After that we'll meditate. So persimmon trees, you know, two of them, every year they produce a lot of fruit. Lot of fruit. Supposed to be a source of happiness, I guess. When you see them growing, you are kind of happy, you know. So when you see a couple of them drop on the ground, has some teeth mark, something, or bird or squirrel, then you lose your happiness. It's not worth it. Just one piece of fruit, then you lose your happiness. So I've been thinking, you know, like, there are all kinds of things, you know, hang blank CD there, the reflex that kind of chase them away. So then I, you know, like, say, okay, it's like talking about being flexible. Being flexible, it's like not being flexible, but being uptight with fruit. Now there's, you know, cause happiness. So then I did chase them a couple of times. Not with a stone, no, with a water hose. No, see, it's not that easy, you know, like, it's, even living in the monastery 25, 30 years, it's not easy. The compassion, you know, is not that easy at all, you know. Talking about bodhicitta, you know, it's like, just here, it's not really there. Anyway, so I have to admit, I did chase them with the horse. So anyway, so then, you know, like, doesn't help, so 5 minutes they're away. When you went inside, well, they're already there. So I thought, oh, maybe, so then I changed my mind. Okay, I'm going to feed them. So then I started feeding them. So then when they're full, they're not going to eat food. So I think that works much better. So I don't have to watch them, I just put their food, you know, they eat there, they don't go to trees. So they have been, you know, giving them, like I said, the big nut with shell, walnut, round one. So, you know, because I'm kind of excited to feed them, so they're kind of excited to come to get one. It's all good, you know, so I throw them one, then get one. So then turns out, I've been looking at them, then turns out when they are full, so they hide them. So they don't save for next squirrel, they hide them. It's not as, oh, the greed is not just human problem. Also, squirrel has also greed, you know. So, okay, so then I change my technique. I then start to feed them sunflower seed. So then they don't hide them because it's not worth it to make trip back and forth, so tiny. They're also very smart. They are not going to make a trip. They're so tiny and don't know what. So they eat right eat there. So this morning, so one of them enjoying meals, all of a sudden that they're on the, whenever I move, you know, doing my prayers, when I move my hand or maybe opening books, they get kind of scared, then they go to the trees, the branch, sit there a long time. This morning one is going to go there. I've been looking. All of a sudden make huge noise, just ran down and ran, then there's a big tree there, ran really up and make a lot of noise. Turns out one cat is coming out. So then I felt like, no, I don't have to run. So I don't think the cat's going to eat me, but poor squirrel, you know, have that big difference, you know, like, so no choice, you know, we have to make our life. There's sudden change in thinking, you know, it makes easier. So just want to share that with you. So then maybe we'll do some meditation. Then I will read something from this book today. And if there's enough time, then I will read something from here. Meditation. If you are here first time in the Kadamba Center, so meditation we are about to do is like, you know, this is for concentration. So. What we need in order to do meditation, we need, you know, mind. So there, which we already have one. The power of physical body that we already have. So when you sit, you know, then I think it's good, you know, this breathing meditation, any type of breathing meditations that we do is, you know, good to sit straight. Because, you know, not because simply it's instructions, it's like custom, is traditions, that's how we're supposed to meditate. No, there's reason why you should sit straight. When the body is straight, the channel inside the body is going to be straight, no? Straight. So when channel is straight, the energy will go through smoothly. That's why we sit straight. Not because what has been said, no? There has to be some reason. That's why. So comfortable cushions, in the text it says the smooth probably refers to comfortable. Comfortable cushions, comfortable body postures, no? Shouldn't have any stress, no? Just sit like this, no? Comfortably. So then with comfortable mind, we can meditate with disturbing mind. You know, mind has to be neutral or positive. If the mind has been disturbed, so then what you need to do, when you do the breathing meditation, when you exhale forcefully, and simultaneously imagine the disturbing thought disappear in the space for good. Okay? So then why you concentrate? Now here, you know, there's four different ways you can place all your attentions on four different objects. That's what is called concentrations. Why we are not enjoying calm mind, peaceful mind? Because mind is scattered. Thinking 100 different things, mind is scattered. Doesn't know how your mind become calm. So now concentrations makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's only reason why you do concentration meditations. No more, no less. That's only. Not because you come to Kadamba Center or you're supposed to meditate. No, you don't have to meditate. It's all up to you. If you want to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind, if you're really looking for how to make your mind calm, peaceful, concentrate. That's the reason, that's why. Not because you're Buddhist, not because you want to become Buddhist. No, not at all. This is only to make your mind calm, peaceful. That's it. So now, sit comfortably, make sure your body is straight. So now what we'll do, so for the beginner, short, time-wise, then many. When you become familiar, long, few. So now this is the technique, how to be within yourself. Be present, you can say from your mouth, but you have to know how to be present. Be within yourself. Be present. So what we are going to do, so next maybe a couple of minutes, what we are going to do, so just this is like just explaining that you can do at your home. So sit comfortably. So then breathe out from your nose. Then breathe in. That's one. Breathe out. Breathe in, that's two. Each time when you breathe in, you count. Okay? With the full awareness, it's not like breathing in, breathing out, then walking around the flea market. The mind is walking around the flea market. Maybe going through the refrigerator, what is there for lunch. Not like that. Or walking around the Whole Foods, looking for chocolate chip cookies. So not that. So next 5 minutes, so we can look for chocolate chip cookies. So, if your mind has been disturbed, exhale forcefully. One time. So then if you are very new to the meditation, you can say, I am about to exhale. I am exhaling now. My exhalation is complete. I'm inhaling now. My inhalation is complete. That's one. Like that, okay. So next couple of minutes we'll do. at the beginning, you know, like the, if you are very first time doing this meditation, so you may end up breathing in and out forcefully, you know, like that. But eventually, ideas has to be very natural. Natural. So please, no, eventually it has to be very natural, you know. Like, say, we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day, like that. You know, so it eventually has to be very normal. You know? So that's like putting all your attention, placing your all your attention closely on your breath. Why? To make your mind calm, peaceful. That's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. So now the second set of meditations is invented in Thailand, close to Chiang Mai. So that's like putting all your attention very closely on physical movement. Physical movement, okay? So that's like, then I'll explain. So just imagine this is my lap, okay? So you can see my lap here is hidden. So this is my lap. There will be like 14 movement with full awareness. Even though you hear some sound, you can follow them. Next 5 minutes, your job is to place all your attention closely on your physical movement. Even though you are hearing sound here and there, you know. So there will be 14 movement. Okay, that's like putting all your attention very closely on physical movement. Some of you may find that easier, physical movement, than just breath, just breathing. So just imagine this is my lap. Slowly, turn hand. That's the first movement with full awareness. This one, then slowly move up, this second, then slowly move towards your navel. Navel, oh yeah. So then other hand, this four, same now, then five. So then six, close to heart. Six. So then, other hand, the first one, move up. That's probably, I'm not sure, it's eight or seven. Seven is seven. Seven. Then, open. It's eight. Then 9, then 10, then move up, 11, then 12, supposed to be 14, so I'm not sure, something's wrong, should be 14, I end up with 13, supposed to be 14. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, right? 12, 13, 14, yeah. That's, so, you know, if you like, so then, you know, you could place all your attention, my mental attention, on mind, but that's the most difficult things to do, because you know, mind is invisible, you know, invisible. So you have to come up with shape and color. So that's more difficult. So then you could place all your attention on color, tree, invisible object. You know, just thinking something. But this next 5 minutes, I'm just thinking about prayer will. That's all I'm going thinking. So that's the way to make your mind calm. So next 5 minutes, I'm going to tie my elephant with prayer will. I'll make sure that my elephant doesn't get out of prayer will. Like that. You look at them very clearly. Close your eyes. Like that, you know. So like object. As a Buddhist, you know, you use holy objects because that's another benefit of recalling holy object. Oh, oh yeah. So this is, you know, the blessing, you know, choosing an object, the mind is the object, that's most difficult. That requires strong concentrations. If your concentration is weak, you can't do. You can't do. Your concentration has to be strong. In order to focusing or using like mind as an object, your concentration has to be strong. Otherwise, you know, once your concentration becomes strong, there are so many things you can do. So many things you can do. Like you can open up channels. Some of the channels block. You can open them up. Then, you know, like there will be like all kinds of things you can do. So anyway, the first stage is be within. Be present. That's how exactly how to be present. If you be present with yourself, your mind will be calm and peaceful. So then, second step is how long? How long? How long? Okay, how long? So then third, how clear I see color. But I'm not looking for my eye, but how clear I see. Then the third, no, then it'll get better, 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 okay? So, so why? To make your mind calm, that's it. That's all. That's why. Unless if you can destroy your mind somewhere else, then you don't have to concentrate. If you don't happy with your mind, then you can destroy them. Otherwise, mind is like permanent roommate. Permanent roommate. So America, that's a powerful country, that you can store yourself somewhere else. There's a lot of self-storage. But there, I don't see the mind storage there. So far, there's not one here. So then there's no choice. No. So, concentration, please try. If that makes your mind calm and peaceful, that's good. Then you do continuously. No, supposed to make your mind calm. Because someday, qixi. Concentration makes your mind calm. Law is told, wisdom liberates. Wisdom frees. Not just simple desire. Wisdom frees. Frees you from suffering. Wisdom, not just simple desire or simple faith. Wisdom. Wisdom generated by reading, listening, wisdom generated by thinking, and wisdom generated by thinking deep, that's the best one. That's how you liberate. That's how you liberate. So that's why, you know, the education is quite important. So then other things that I would like to share with you. So we did talk about being flexible, no, not flexible, being uptight. There's another way of, you know, making our life more difficult. So now, one thing that you say, like, go with flow, go with flow, going with flow. So I thought about that, you know. just going to share, you know, then it's up to you, you know. It requires some wisdom. No, other without wisdom, you can't go with the flow. No, you can't go with the flow. So I can go with the flow. When squirrel eating my fruit, I can go with the flow. Does that make sense? I can. There's not enough wisdom. No, there's just desire. There's not enough wisdom. So now, understanding of own existence, one's own existence. Understanding of one's own existence. What it means? It means, you know, life is going to be up and down. You know, someday you're going to be happy, someday you're not going to be happy. That's the way it is. That's what you call samsara. You know, life is not going to be happy all the time. That's beyond samsara, what we call liberation, enlightenment. If you're already enlightened, if you are not happy, you can complain. how come I'm not happy because I was enlightened? Then it's no, that's like legitimate complaint. Being in the samsara, how you can complain, oh, I'm not happy all the time. That's the, how samsara it is. That's the only existence. Yeah, so you know, sometimes you got headache. If you don't have a head, you don't get headache. You know? So if you have headaches, physical head, then you get headache. So there's another piece, pieces, beings. They don't have this physical body. So their life is much longer. Their life is much longer. They don't age very easily because they don't have this physical body. You know, there's like, there's a reason why the spirit, why they live long time, because there's a reason. You know, their life is longer because, you know, like, they are not dependent on like this, not the gross food that we eat. They just eat smells or quote unquote similar, whatever they call. So now, understanding samsara probably will help. You know, oh, life is going to be up and down. That's what you call samsara. There will be no everlasting happiness. No. Because there's like unrealistic expectations. So with the understanding of that, it will help. In my point of view, it will help to help you to go with the flow. So then other part is like understanding karma will help. So then I probably know, then you could say, I'm going with the flow, I'm easygoing person. Yeah, then that all happen. So that's my point of view. So... And you think about it, okay, you think about it. So that's what I think. So then, you know, in the end, you know, so we have to make effort to be happy. You know, like there's so much freedom. If you choose to be unhappy, so that's then up to you. You know, so other than that, you know, I'm just looking at squirrels. Just something changes, you are thinking, it makes your life more appreciated, you know, so like more like, it's a lot of happiness and suffering depend on mind, how we think, like that, okay? So then I will read, you know, now time is getting, so this book has been taught almost now 650 years ago by a Tibetan master, you know, same birthplace as His Holiness Dalai Lama, called Lama Tsongkhapa. Just want to read. I thought quite important. Being here last 15 years, talking to people. Being here last 15 years, talking to people. So, one thing's obvious, you know, that people being very critical about themselves, being very hard on themselves. So, that's what I noticed, you know. So maybe this piece of information may help, you know. Actually, it's supposed to help, you know. Supposed to help. So being critical, being hard on oneself, maybe something to do with the culture, the way you grow up, or environment, not sure. Maybe there may be so many different causes. Could be there are so many different causes. But, you know, as a Tibetan, as an American, doesn't matter. We are same human being. Same human being. You have emotions. You get sad. I get sad. You get angry. I get angry. You get jealous, I get jealous, there's no difference, no? Same. So, we call different things, I'm Tibetan, no? That is American, but same emotions. So I do feel bad too, I do feel bad. So now, from the Buddhist point of view, here you say feeling guilty, no guilt. But, I tried to understand that word many times, so still not really one clear definitions. You know, people use different things. So I tell this morning stories. I have one friend who's studying in Columbia University. She's Jewish, and also Buddhist. So I call her Jubu, nickname. Anyway, so I asked her, you know, about guilt. I asked her about guilt, because I don't know. I asked her. And she gave me an example. She said, what she told me, that say, for example, that she has a dinner appointment with her friends. The same night that her mom wants to cook. So then she calls her mom, say, Mom, I'm going out with my friend. Then mom says, oh, great, it's nice, very nice, but I wish you could come to eat with me. So then she says, that's how that Jewish mom is very good to make you feel guilty. So I'm not sure. So then say, then she feels guilty. Or in my case, you know, like I say, I feel bad I couldn't go with mom. But I will not think this again, 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 again. I will not repeat this again, again. There's no benefit. So this is just an example that she, you know, gave me. So then probably talked to many people. I don't remember all of them what they say. But that one somehow, they stick in my mind. So, different now from the Buddhist point of view, my intention is like, it may help you, because this probably different mindset. So here, you do think about, you know, that, you know, you do think about what went wrong, but here the difference is out of positive intentions, you know. The heart power, you do think about, you know, if you think about dirty dishes with heart power to clean, that's good, because more like you're going to clean them. If you just think, okay, oh, look at that, you know, like a lot of dirty dishes, you know, so there's a, if you don't move, it's not going to clean. You could have all the best soap, best, you know, all kind of, now that nowadays, all kind of things to clean, you know, all kind of things. But you all have that, but you know, that is not, if you have heart power to clean, when you look at them, more likely you are going to see the result. It's going to be clean. Same, the dirt is there temporarily. It can be clean. It can be clean with effort. So not just effort, happy to clean. That sounds a little bit difficult for in America. I'm happy to clean. Not like, you know, well, I have to clean. Anyway, you are either going to clean. So it is your choice with happy mind or miserable mind. So either way, the dishes are not going to clean by themselves. So you have to do something. So happy to clean, you know. That's called joyful effort. Happy to do, not just do. So with, you know, this here, you think about something negative, out of negative mind, you think about something negative. What you're thinking is negative. What you're doing is negative. Then that's not good. Because life is already hard in samsara. We should not make our life more miserable. It's no good. What we need to do is we need to help ourselves to free from suffering. That's what we need to do. You know? So you think about something out of positive mind. What you're thinking is something negative, what went wrong. So then you do, what you do is you do something positive. Then instead of feeling bad, you feel good. Make sense? So there's the beautiful of, you know, cleaning your mind, whether you could call purifications. So that's what I'm going to, you know, next couple of minutes, that's what I'm going to talk about. And from this book, which has been taught 650 years ago, almost 650 years ago. Here, so, deju means, you know, like recitations, you know, say, you recite mantra, you know, that's called recitation. You recite mantras or prayer, you know, that's called recitation. So, that's called recitation. So now, in our case, we built this stupa here, outside. This stupa contains so many relics inside. Practically, I don't know exactly how it works, but it purifies. No, it purifies. Turning the prayer wheel, there's prayer wheel there, going around the stupa. It purifies so much, you know, negativities in our mind. So now there's like fire. Going around the stupa, it's like fire. Or reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, Tara Mantra, Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Swaha, all of that like fire. No, it's like, no, all of that is like, how do you say, spark. Spark. Okay, spark. Deje mela chudimlungi baras chudimba. So then, discipline. Not somebody discipline you, self-discipline. You know. Yeah. So we have problem with ice creams. Do you have problem with ice creams? Sweet. We have problem with the sweet. Doesn't mean we fight with the sweet, but we have problem with the sweet. So in order to win that battle, it requires self-discipline. It's like it's going to be more miserable if someone disciplines you. It's more miserable. If you come up with your own self-discipline, it's much, much better. Huh? So deje mela, that's like going around the stupa, reciting mantra, cleaning the stupa, like all of that. It's like spark. So then the self-discipline is like win element, you know? Self-discipline. So that self-discipline will fuel the spark that's going to become fire. Fire? It's going to become fire, okay? Self-discipline. It says here, ethic or morality basically means self-discipline, huh? So then flame is like happy to go, you know. It's not just like going around miserably, happy to go. No, just going happily, you know. Going happily. So that's like flame. Flame is called joyful effort, happy to do. And that's like thinking like all of all the time, I don't have to say prayer. Nobody says I have to say prayer. When I say, I'm going to say that happily. Even 5 minutes, I'm going to say happily. I'm going to what is for? It's for to benefit. That's all. If the prayer makes your life miserable, why you say? If the meditation makes your life more stressed, why you meditate? No point. The point is to just to benefit yourself, benefit other living beings. That's why we pray, do practice. So happy. So that happy become like flame. So then it burns all the guilt. It burns. Do you believe? It burns. Oh, doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter. Oh, this is like tiny fire. So it doesn't matter. The room that's been dark 100 years, when you bring light, a couple of minutes, the darkness is gone. But it's been remained there 100 years. So that doesn't mean you have to light this next 100 years to display the darkness. It just eliminates like that. So that's why exactly, spark could burn whole pile of hay. The size of hay is much bigger, spark. So this like, you are not feeling good about the actions. Action is negative, No matter if somebody says positive, it's not true, it's lying, it's negative. But it's not going to hurt you when you remember them, that you it's not going to hurt you because you purified them. Now, if you don't believe, okay, I'm a bad person. I can't, no matter what I do, I'm a bad person. So that, indirectly, what you're saying, the dirty dishes cannot be clean. That's what you're saying, So now, then there's no hope that you can, or used to be very angry for, that's not true, because somebody used to be very angry, thinking about patience, practicing patience, and slowly, so then now you have no more anger, or maybe it takes big things to make you angry, Before it doesn't take much, you get angry so quickly, now, not that quick, So there's progress, So that clearly proves you can be free from anger for good. So now this I just want to share with you, okay? So does it make sense? So is there any way that in like Western societies, what do you do for, what technique that you use to eliminate guilt? Or something that you live with the rest of your life? Or something that you can clean? Or you can free yourself? So this is the feeling bad about something. That's how to clean that feeling bad about something. You don't think about every single day, when you're eating cheesecake, no point thinking what went wrong, because you must be present, just enjoy the cheesecake. No, oh, how much I eat, how much weight I'm going to gain. Doesn't make sense. Why you are making yourself miserable? Just enjoy. You know, so, and there's so many thoughts, you know, while eating, so, oh, well, I'm not good because I had, you know, the cheesecake last yesterday. What is the big deal? You just enjoy, you know, so, not just you, everybody eats cheesecake. So, or if, you know, then I'm not sure, like, so, like, when you eat, you know, happy to eat, you know, happy to drink. So not, like, and happy to not to eat, that's also good. Happy not to eat. When you eat, happy to eat, you know. So not like all kind of, all minds mixed, you know, then they're not good, you know. So not being mindful. So anyway, so this is the one, you know, just if that helps you, that's how you burn bad feeling. That's a way to burn your bad feeling. So I'm hoping that will help you to burn your guilt. So now, you know, going around the stupa is so simple, you know. It purifies, like, so many negative. So now, not just that, because this is all here, you know, you are here, it's right there. So I'm not asking you to go, I'm not suggesting you to go all the way to Nepal to just go around. It's right here. You know, so you don't have to be quiet, you can just go around talking, you know. So I'm very happy to know a lot of people are going around. That you are doing that, you get benefit. Instead of hoping that I will do something for you, that's no good. There's very little I can do. I can say prayer. I've been saying prayer all the time on the list there, so I'm not sure how much impact there. But you know, if you do, you get benefit. If you meditate, you get benefit. Instead of hoping that, oh, Gila will meditate, then somehow I will get benefit. That's not good. So you go around, then if there's benefit exactly the text suggests, you get all of them. What could go wrong going around the stupa? What could go wrong? Nothing. Other practice, complicated practice, yeah. Beginning, you don't know them very well. When you're doing it, it's kind of complicated. So many things could go wrong. But tuning this prayer, what could go wrong? That's exactly how you tune. Going around the stupa, you go clockwise. That's how you go. What could go wrong? So easy. We choose something that suits for our situations, you know. Okay? So time is now over. So. So wisdom need wisdom to liberate ourselves from difficulties. Need wisdom. Okay. So then with that I will stop here. So then if you can wait 2 more minutes, I will say some prayers. So some of them, you know, to preventing from untimely death, some of them for your health, health and long, healthy, happy life. Not miserable life, happy life. So I've been started doing these mantras because, you know, somebody approached me and telling me their kid having suicidal thoughts. It's heartbreaking. There's nothing I can do. What I can do. So then, since then, you know, I started to recite those mantras, and they're there outside. If they hear, you know, so then with my conviction, faith into the mantras, whoever hear, it will prevent them from untimely death. That includes suicidal thought. So then accident, all of that, you know, so, and that's my intention. So it will take only 2 minutes, okay, to read.
Om namo bhagavate apara mida yunjana sumanisita dhanana sayata dhanakata arahate samyasambuddhaya teyata mpunyapunyamahapunyam. Aparamida punyapunyam, janasumbarabhachate omsavasam karapare chute dhamma dekangana samgade samavampishute mahane. Parevare soha chumde tishecha parajamayanda vasubhata jasipumbhazumana nasyata lochata chata chata. Om dhumso om amida ayandesho lamatyam bhachumde tishecha parajamayanda vasubhata jasipumbhazumana nasyata lochata chata chata.
Om namo bhagavate bhagase guru bindu yatambara zaya tatakata arahate samyasam budaya teyatam bhagase bhagase maham bhagase bhagase ranza samo gade som namo bhagavate bhagase guru bindu yatambara zaya tatakata arahate samyasam budaya teyatam bhagase bhagase maham bhagase bhagase ranza samo gade som namo bhagavate bhagase guru bindu yatambara zaya tatakata arahate samyasam budaya teyatam bhagase bhagase maham bhagase bhagase ranza samo gade so Namo Ratnataya, Namo Ayajana, Sagara, Birutana, Chuvaranza, Tatakata, Namasavata, Tatakata, Arahata, Samyasam Buddhibi, Namo Ayava, Lokitishataya, Buddhisataya, Mahasataya, Mahakaru, Nikaya, Teyatam, Dara, Dara, Diri, Diri, Duru, Duru, Iji, Viji, Chale, 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 Kusumi, Kusumi, Ora, Ilimili, Chati, Chale, Chide, Chale, Abana, Yisova, Namo Ratnataya, Namo Ayajana, Sagara, Birutana, Chuvaranza, Tatakata, Namasavata, Tatakata, Arahata, Samyasam Buddhibi, Namo Ayava, Lokitishataya, Buddhisataya, Mahasataya, Mahakaru, Nikaya, Teyatam, Dara, Dara, Diri, Diri, Duru, Iji, Viji, Chale, 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 Kusumi, Kusumi, Ora, Ilimili, Chide, Chale, Abana, Yisova, Namo Ratnataya, Namo Ayajana, Sagara, Birutana, Chuvaranza, Tatakata, Namasavata, Tatakata, Arahata, Samyasam Buddhibi, Namo Ayava, Lokitishataya, Buddhisataya, Mahasataya, Mahakaru, Nikaya, Teyata, Dara, Dara, Diri, Diri, Duru, Iji, 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 Viji, Chale, 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 Kusumi, Kusumi, Ora, Ilimili, Chide, Chale, Abana, So, I was a little bit of a problem. Jawalos and Tabay, the Bajur and Bachurochi Tundi, the teacher of Rajamayana was over the number of the village Jabula Chazar, Changes and Basamachi Makulu Samuel, Theatre on Panzati, Awan Butana Soha. Tundi, the teacher of Rajamayana was over the number of the village Jabula Chazar, Changes and Basamachi Makulu Samuel, Theatre on Panzati, Awan Butana Soha, Tundi, the teacher of Rajamayana. Number